We began last week speaking a little bit about taking off taxes from Maaser. We're not talking about using your Maaser to pay your taxes. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is, since a person may make a certain amount of money over the year, but from that money he has to pay taxes, so what is considered his income? Is the income, the amount you make before taxes? Or is the income what you make actually to spend after taxes? Right? One is called netto and the other brutto.
Gross.
Netto
gross
is...
Gross and net.
What?
Gross and net.
Gross and net. Okay.
Whatever it is. It's the same thing.
Right. One's Hebrew and one's English.
Netto is also English.
Yeah, in any case, whatever it is. The gross, I guess, is what you... The bigger... Right, the bigger
top
thing.
Line.
Right. And the net is what you actually got in your net. Yeah, right. What you got to spend. Okay, so now, and we already learned that expenses, you could say the same thing about your expenses, right? I make a certain amount of money, but first I have to pay for food and for clothing or whatever, so what I really have made, earned, is what's left after that. That's not true. What you earn is what you have to spend. So what you spend it on is part of using your earnings. So you don't subtract all your expenses and then consider what's left your earnings. Your earnings are what you have to use for expenses. So those taxes that are like expenses aren't taken off the top. You have to take Maaser from that too, because that's your earning. Except it's an expense that you have to make. So therefore, basically, you can't deduct taxes from your earnings in order to give less Maaser. Okay? Therefore, any tax that is a place where they give, where they have a head tax. In other words, everybody every year has to pay a certain amount equal from their earnings, what's it called, as a head tax. So sometimes that is a set amount. Most of the time it's prorated according to how much earnings you have, right? Like an income tax. So those kinds of things, what's it called, are basically you earn the money. And now you have a responsibility, you have a debt to pay from that income, and that's called the tax. So you can't subtract that and say, I didn't earn that money, you earned that money, but you're responsible to pay a tax from it. And therefore you can't subtract it. However, if it's possible to pay more, right, because they don't give this a certain amount for everybody, but they have a tax on certain people who can afford more, to cover what poorer people can't afford. Those, they have a certain amount they have to get in this tax. So the richer people pay as to subsidize the poorer people. That amount that's extra that a person pays because he happens to be rich to subsidize the poor, that amount you could take off. I don't know what that's like. It's not a regular tax.
It's a progressive income tax.
No, because they used to have what's called a surtax in Canada. If you earn about a certain amount, then you've got a tax.
The problem with all this, somebody has to take a tushmas korek and go through it and say, this is included and this is not.
Okay.
There are income taxes, there are bituch lumi, there's masa briyut. Okay, they're all graduated taxes. There's onona on your house, there's no.
And that will get
to the theory. The question is what the practical application is.
Yeah?
In America, it's between 15 and 35.
That what?
Depending on
your level of income. I hear, but I don't know. That could be because the government feels comfortable taking more money from you if you have more money, not because they want to cover up for people who have less. Right? It's not that they have a certain amount they have to get. We're talking over here about something that I don't think exists today, right? Now, the king decided he needs $100,000 to what's it called, to make sure that he has, you know, nice clothing and nice horses and to cover the wars that he's making or whatever. Somehow he has to get $100,000 from his people. But he knows some people can afford more and some people less. So in order to get that $100,000, he gives the rich people more to pay to cover what the poor people can't pay.
It was more shy of like in Europe when the parties
were
making money, and then the community has to come up with it.
Right, exactly.
So the richer people gave more,
right.
The poor people gave less.
Right. That's like a tax, exactly. where they had to pay a tax to the government, and the community took care of it, and they have rahmanis on the poor people, and they made the rich people pay more. So now the rich people are paying for the poor people. That's mamish like that.
So why is that different than a income graduated?
I don't know, because I don't know if that's the tax. Yeah, because I don't know if that's the thing. The government doesn't have a number that they need. They just have well, money
they
that
have
they
have. They have an annual budget, and the budget is covered or not covered by,
but
among
not covered
other things.
By among other things. But it's not. See, that's the thing. It's not that, right? You're just paying because you're rich. You're not paying to cover what the poor people can't pay. Because they don't have a certain amount they have to get. Again, I don't know.
People are paying what they spend.
What?
At least in America, it's a huge deficit. They don't come close to bringing in what they put out.
Right. So that's why they expect people who can afford more to pay more. But it's not because they have a certain set amount that everybody really should pay, and the richer people pay to make up for what the poorer people aren't paying. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But I doubt if it's calculated like that. Okay, but in a community where they had to come up with $100,000 to give to the government, right, to the porridge, to the, right, and they said, you figure out how you're going to do it. And you have 1,000 people, so each one should give 100. But some people can't afford it. Some people can afford $200. So they say, look, we're going to make the rich people pay 200, and the other people are going to pay, or 150, and they're only going to pay 50, right, and that way we'll come up with 100,000 that we need. Then it's clear that these people are paying more for, it's like tuition. In some schools, right, the tuition rate is made in order that all the children in the school should come up with a certain amount for their budget. And therefore, the ones who can't come with their share, the rich people subsidize that. So when you're paying that extra tuition, right, is basically to cover the poor people who can't do it. And it's like tzedakah.
Rabbi Ron schools like that.
The real tuition is, let's say, $10,000 in America, and they charge you $18 because people pay $5 and people pay $15, and that's and then they work it out and they really cover. But the real cost of a real student is $10,000 a year.
Right, so charge extra in order to make rent.
But online they say that tuition is $18,000 a year.
Right.
That extra $8,000 is really you're paying for the poor people to go to school, but the $10,000
right,
you're paying...
That's exactly the same thing. They need a certain amount to raise, and they have a certain amount of people to get it from. So they could make it equal. Everybody pays $10,000 and we'll get what we need. But since we know that there are people who can't pay the $10,000, we're only going to pay $5,000, we're going to make some people pay $15,000 to make up for that.
If that's, you pay that's the tuition, everybody's poor anyhow, to make a difference.
So they call it a porridge or call it an entire medina. What's the difference?
Yeah, because again, they don't start, what do you start out with? Do you start out with, we need this amount of money?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And therefore, we're going to charge, and we have this many people to pay it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. Yeah. The budget.
Okay.
They build what the budget is, what the expenses are.
I say that that's the case because they don't cover nearly what they spend.
But that doesn't matter. They cover or not cover. But
in America, you can borrow, you know, $3 trillion. Israel can't do that. So Israel tries to come with a budget, balanced budget.
More than that, when it comes to income tax, bituach lumi masbriut, the guy who works up with the tulush, you never guess the money to start with.
You see the money.
It's not right. You get the bottom line. You don't get anything on the top.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's again. It depends on the cloud how it works out. But if you apply it to that situation, if it works. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Then you got the rule.
It could be that like Mas Briot is actually a perfect example where that rule would apply, because the budget for the health budget in Israel, let's say, is $10 billion. $10 million. So everybody has to come up with that money. So the rich people pay more, and the poor people pay less. That's like specifically in that office.
Let's see what's clearly not part of it is what you pay a sales tax.
Mom.
Sales tax. That for sure is an expense. Just like you buy the things, you have to pay the sales tax too. That doesn't come off. Mas Hachnasa, because of that, there's two different opinions. One says you never made that money. They took it off your salary. Right? Completely. Not just the part that's more because you earn more. The entire thing. Right? It's not that you earn that money and then it's a chov you have to pay. You never earn that money. Right? When you earn money, there's a certain amount that comes off the top to the government, and the rest is what you earn. Right? In other words, the government's your partner. in your ASIC. I hear that are maybe even a bigger partner than you are, right? And they say, well, you work, and we'll split the profits, right? And we'll take our percentage, and you take your percentage.
60-40, you get 40, right. We get 60.
Right, right.
No, the bigger partner, not because of percentages, bigger partner because they get their money first. Right. And only afterwards do you get what's left.
Okay, so therefore some people hold that income tax, you don't have to take miser from the part that's taken off.
Would that be true also for an atzmai? Because that happens that he doesn't pay income tax and then he just gives it at the end of the year.
Yeah, but still, he's basically not earning that money.
It's just like it was never his.
Right. Some people hold, no, it's a chov. The miser, you earn the money, except you have a debt to the government to pay. So you can't take off your debts. That's like expenses. Two different ways of looking at it. A person who wants to be makel and not include his income tax in his meiser cheshbon has who would to rely on. And we said that if you're in dire straits or whatever, you surely can rely on that. Somebody wants to be machmer, right, and not consider what's taken off as income tax as not earnings, but as earnings, and then you should take off meiser compared to that also. Okay. Arnona, okay, on a house is a chov. You have a house, so you're responsible to pay arnona. It doesn't come off the top of your earnings. Right? However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the following. That's only if you're living in the house, so it's an expense. You have a house, just like you have an expense to pay electricity, you have an expense to pay arnona. What happens if you own the house and you're not living in it? And what's it called? You own it basically for renting out or whatever as a
investment.
Yes. And you're not making any money on the house. It's empty. So you're ending up paying arnona. So then it could be you could take the arnona off because the maisa then it's not a chov, it's the maisa depreciation of what your investment is. Because it's not an expense that you have because you're not making anything from that thing. It's a total loss. So you could be mekazeis that with the earnings that you made during the year. This is a loss that you have during the year.
So wouldn't apply if you're renting the house out to somebody?
If you're renting it out to somebody, so then you make money with the rent and you pay the arnona. You're pretty stupid if you rent it out and pay more arnona than you make the rent.
The renter pays the arnona.
Right, so fine, right? So, but if you don't even pay the arnona with the rent, right, then it's pretty crazy to own a property like that, right? But the maisa, if you can't rent it out, then what's happening is you're having a loss for that year. Instead of having an income from this, you have a loss. So that loss can be balanced out with other earnings that you had. So if you had other earnings from another place and you had a loss because you have a house that you can't do anything with and you're constantly paying arnona on it, so that arnona is considered a loss. That loss, you can be mekazeis. Anything like that. I earn and I lose. Now I earn over here, I lose over here. I have stocks. So some of them bring me a profit and some of them are a loss. So when you before you decide you're meiser, you add the losses and the gains together and the bottom line is what you earned. Right? That's reasonable. Okay. Mas iria. Okay? Same thing. It's what's it called? You have a set tax that the municipal tax, like over here, you can't take that off of Maisa. same thing goes with if you have real estate. There's a real estate tax. So if you're making profit on that land, then the tax is just an expense to make that profit. But if the land is just doing nothing for you, and you're paying a tax on land that you're not getting any profit from, then that's considered like a loss. And the loss you can deduct from your earnings and take miser only on the final bottom line. Okay? Somebody who wants to consider all taxes not earning. In other words, any tax I have to pay is already means I never earned that money. Right? And somebody who is in a matzav where they really can't afford to take miser, but be better to take miser in a small way than not to take it at all, right, can be makel and consider all taxes as not earnings and subtract it from your net income. That's subtracted from your gross income, and the net will be what you take Meiser on after taxes.
If somebody's doing that, but he would like to one day not do that, should he keep a cheshbon and possibly...
Yeah, that's better to do. Somebody like that, right, should keep a cheshbon if he ever wins the lottery, so he'll make up what the Meiser is. He's basically borrowing the Meiser. If you have tax returns, that's what it's called. You have to take Meiser for that.
Refund.
Right. That you have to take Meiser from, for sure. Because that's earnings. Right? And they're giving you back money that's now earnings that you surely can't deduct, and there's no reason not to pay Meiser on that. That's real legitimate earnings.
So what about from Trumont?
What?
Trumont.
What do you mean, Trumas?
I'm a stalker, and I get a receipt, which I'm
going to get. Oh, he went back to Lehesh.
I'm
wrong.
I'm
25%
back.
Right? What?
I'm wrong.
I give 100 shekel to, let's say,
right.
Right? They give me a receipt. I give that to Masaf Nasa. They give me 35 shekel back.
So that
they give me,
right, the 35 shekel they gave you back,
35 shekel back, you have to give
a present. So you have to give 10% on that Meiser.
What's the problem?
Because that's earnings. Yeah.
The income tax, if you get a tax refund,
or
you paid on your entire income, you paid on your gross income.
Like
you gave Meiser from the whole amount you earned, not deducting the taxes.
Yeah, so then
you
don't.
So you don't have to pay again on that.
No, you already paid that. Bituach lil mi, right? Bituach chai, that's not bituach lil mi. You have a life insurance thing. Right, that's an expense that you want to have. You're, you know, betting against the kind of life insurance you have. It's a savings plan, or you're betting against the people that you buy insurance that you're hoping you'll die and they're hoping you won't. Or, right, it's a little. Right. When it comes to bituach refui, where he said already that the money you pay for health insurance, there it could be that that's not considered an expense. But that's something, first of all, if you have to have that, like here in this country, you must have health insurance. Right? In America, I think now that's also the case.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
We'll
so that is a machlokas. Some hold that's considered coming, that's not earning, because that's something that you must have pay off the top of the earnings. That is what's it called, you can deduct that from your Meiser. And others will know it's an expense. All other kinds of bituach. You want to take bituach against fire insurance or theft insurance or whatever. Since basically you're earning things that need to be insured. So that's like you didn't earn that money, because you those things that you earn and buy, right, aren't assured to you unless you have that insurance. Therefore, there's those hold you can take that off.
So car insurance would be included.
Included that you could take off from the car insurance too. Because basically, to own a car, right, so you have to have that insurance.
What about the insurance part that covers your own damages to your own car? You have to have insurance to cover if you do damage to somebody else's property. You can risk, you're allowed to risk your own property.
Yeah, so the car is something that's not forced, and you choose to spend Lechora, right, or something that's not people do and don't do. That's considered an expense. Lechora.
So medical insurance in Israel, where you have the base, and then you want to get mushlam, where you want to get the better insurance.
Yeah, the extra for sure you can't take it. Right?
Even though the right. Regular insurance doesn't really cover you, and without it you need insurance.
Right.
It's like considered not having insurance.
What?
Some people don't do it. But I'm saying
if you have a choice, Lechora, then it's an expense. Lechora. I'm not sure 100%. But in any case, let's say you get money back from insurance. You don't have to take Meiser off of that. Because basically you had a loss, and they now took away the loss. You took already Meiser from whatever that thing was to begin with. So if you had a flood in your house, right, and you got money back to pay for your loss, That's not income. That's just covering a loss. However, if you've got money for something you didn't have a loss in, you, the insurance company pays you for tsar, for what's it called, for days that you didn't work, but you didn't have a loss from those days either. Right? You're just getting now something that they're giving you not to offset a loss that you had. That you do have to, that's income. Then you have to take off from that.
What about if you have house insurance that covers any damages to anything in the house?
And something is damaged?
And something is damaged and you receive back more money to pay for the damages and it costs you a fix.
Yeah, then that lechora is geneva. No, that's lechora, what's it called? That's income. If it's allowed, it's income. It's income. Right.
So you have to pay.
Right. If you misrepresented what you lost, that's geneva.
When the flood happened, they were giving just stipends to people no matter what.
They weren't giving anything to anybody. No. People, I know people who were lost in that flood didn't get anything yet.
Some water damage. Right. So the inspector came down, he took pictures of every single spot and submitted.
And you don't care, right? You're going to go live.
Since we have to, basically, it's the most expensive. The most expensive of these companies, it costs the most, but they also pay out the most. So they paid more money than it costs us to get a fix.
Because they
pay on the expensive contract, and you went to a cheaper contractor, so therefore you kind of.
They have a standard. Yeah,
that's income. You got a windfall. You have to pay on the extra, right? The difference, and miser on that difference. Okay, that's. Next thing we'll learn about is using your miser for various mitzvahs. If you can use them for mitzvahs or not.
So Rabbi, I have a question regarding the part about the tax, that I'm always wrong about. If Rafael Norden comes to you tomorrow morning and says, I'm going to make a deal. From now until Rosh Hashanah, anybody that contributes $100 to YGM, I'm going to give you $20.
Wait a minute.
Let's use this as an example. I'm going to give you $20 and any $100 you get. So then, Yaakov Friedman comes, gives you $100. And you collect $20 from Rafael because he made a matching fund. Did Yaakov give you $100 or did Yaakov give you $120?
Yaakov only gave me $100. Well, he gave me the potential to get some money from somebody else, but that's not his money.
Okay, so if I give YGM $100 now, and I go to Netanyahu and get my $30 back at the end of the year.
Good luck.
I gave you $70, and I made the government give you $30.
No. The government's giving it to you.
Right.
It's not giving it to IG.
How much money came out of my pocket at the end of the year?
$70.
Yes. I never came out of 100.
Ali never graduated high school, though.
Only $70 came out of my pocket.
That's not true. 100 came out of your pocket, and someone gave you 30.
So it makes no difference if I gave YGM $100, and Rafael's looking for $20 back in my pocket.
The example you gave is where the matching fund gives it to YGM,
exactly.
Not gives it to you.
If your scenario would be, if every time somebody
every time I give YGM $70, somebody gives you
refunded that person $30.
Okay, fine.
That's it.
Nothing on me. You gave 70.
Nothing on me. Okay, same thing.
Yeah. Which is 100 minus 30.
Same thing. I still at the end of the year, I'm only missing $70 from my.
Meanwhile, Yaakov hasn't got 100. He hasn't gotten 20. He hasn't gotten anything. So why don't you give it to him first, and then we can ask him some.
Still at the end of the year, I'm only missing $70 of my money back.
But you're only missing 70 back because somebody gave you a present of a 30. Okay. Right? You gave the 100, so the 100 is miser. The 30 you made back could be you have to now give $3 as miser on that 30. Okay, that's all. But it's not the same thing as not as only deducting 70.
On the $3, okay, you get back $1.25.
Yeah.
Okay, and on that you have to take miser.
Okay.
Which is 12.5 cents. On the 12.5 cents, okay, you get back 9 cents.
I think you're already not making much to pay for it.
And he used to work for the IRS. Now you know why there's a big deficit.
When I worked for the IRS, there was no deficit. I paid my salary and about 50 other people on top of that.
The what?